Thank you, President. We're very happy to see this document take shape. And in contrast to some other statements today, we find that a wide range of proposals from all regional groups and from states belonging to all regional groups are reflected in this. And we would also like to just start by underscoring the point that others have made today, and that we've stressed earlier in this review conference as well, that this is a disarmament and non-proliferation treaty created to ensure that biological weapons never be used by anyone anywhere. And that's a fundamental point that has to guide us in our work. So we agree with Germany and others that the order of the items in part three should reflect that. Now, that said, the value and fundamental importance of Article 10 has been well elaborated throughout this review conference and previous review conferences, so working to bolster the implementation of that article is essential. And in that light, we find the proposals under Sections A and B to be very useful. We agree with Austria and Canada and others that there is no opposition or competition really between the two. The science technology mechanism, as it's currently proposed or in the rolling text of the facilitator, is indeed also bolstering Article 10. The language in Section A, we agree that it would have to be worked on a little bit more. A steering group could possibly assist in preparing the ground for an action plan, but we would need to find some format to allow the states' parties to participate in its elaboration too, and this could be done through, for instance, the intersessional working group, but we've also taken note of the proposition by the Philippines to appoint facilitators and look forward to considering that. On the voluntary trust fund, we agree that the paragraph should be reformulated so that we not overstate the importance of the fund for the implementation of Article 10, which is, after all, an obligation that is incumbent on us all and not something that we can achieve through a VTF only. But as we said, we generally think the package in Section A is worthwhile, and the details of the Article 10 steering group have not been worked out much or worked on much by the convention to date, so we would need to elaborate that a bit in the intersessional period. But we believe that we should be able to take some principled decisions already at this review conference with some guidance on objects and purposes, whilst deferring the fleshing out of the details to the intersessional working group, whatever its name is going to be. And on the name of this steering group, we're fairly agnostic. It's the substance that matters to us, but we recognize that various terms have various perceived baggage. So we would be happy to go for steering group as proposed, because that seems to remove one unnecessary point of contention from the discussion. For the advisory process described in Section B, we of course still need to see what kind of agreements that will ultimately go into the annex. But on a general level, this is a mechanism that has been extensively discussed in the ISP and where we should be able to find convergence this week, we think, around a hybrid model. Yeah, the details, some details we will not have the time to agree this week, but the train is leaving the station after all, so if we don't take some principled decisions on this now, we risk to have to wait a very long time. And in light of the sense of urgency that we seem to share in terms of ensuring that the Bioweapons Convention keep up to speed with the accelerating developments in science and technology, this is not time we have to miss. And finally, we'd like to simply echo the call by Ireland, South Korea, the UK, and others to strengthen the language on biorisk management standards in light both of the salience of the issue and the cross-regional support that it has received. Thank you.